Butler took the oath of office from Wisconsin Chief Justice Shirley Abramson in front of an assembly chamber full of family and friends.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Butler most recently served as a circuit court judge in Milwaukee. He spent nearly 15 years as a public defender and about a decade as a Milwaukee city judge. Butler attended college at Lawrence University in Appleton and the University of Wisconsin Law School. During his speech, he praised the value of programs like affirmative action.
Anyone who questions the value of affirmative action or programs to open doors of opportunity to all simply don't get it. We can send our youth to colleges and law schools, or we can send them to prisons. What is better for our society? You do the math.
Butler says he doesn't see any unique challenges to being the first black justice in Wisconsin history, but another African-American pioneer in the audience said the pressure of being first can be tremendous. Belle Phillips was Wisconsin's first black state judge, and as Secretary of State was the first African-American elected to statewide office. She says being revered as a civil rights leader has its ups and downs.
It's almost seductive. When people see you and believe in you and trust you and expect things of you, you either fall by the wayside or you rise above it.
To keep his seat, Butler will have to run for election in 2008. This Supreme Court's next session begins in a few weeks with oral arguments on September 9th. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.